Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. 10,000 hours of practice is theorized to be the finish line for achieving mastery. But as Brooke McNamara, an assistant professor of psychology at Case Western Reserve University, suggests, the way you practice is more important than the duration.
The 10,000-hour rule, coined by Malcolm Gladwell in his book Outliers, received a lot of popular attention. The 10,000-hour rule is the idea that with 10,000 hours of high-quality practice, called deliberate practice, anyone can become an expert. The theory of deliberate practice was developed by researchers in 1993. In a seminal paper, they claimed that different amounts of deliberate practice acquired over a person's lifetime largely explain why some people become experts while others do not. In other words, if one person is better than another, it is because she has practiced more. Proponents of the view also claim that other differences among people, such as other types of experience or abilities such as intelligence, are not important in determining skill level. My colleagues, David Z. Hambrick and Frederick Oswald and I, decided to test the importance of deliberate practice by conducting a meta-analysis. That is, we gathered all the studies that had investigated this topic and that met criteria to search for patterns. We found that, on average, deliberate practice accounted for 12% of performance differences across people. This does not mean that an individual only improves 12% with practice. This means that when comparing people at different skill levels, practice explains 12% of why one person performs better than another. The importance also depended on the domain. For games such as chess, practice accounted for 26%. For music, 21%. Sports, 18%. Education, 4%. And for other professions, less than 1% on average. Deliberate practice is important, but not nearly as important as proponents of the view have claimed. To improve on the old joke, there may be other avenues on the way to Carnegie Hall.
That was Brooke McNamara of Case Western Reserve University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.